Oh gosh, well, Roy Hudd, I remember, was a perfect audience. I mean, sometimes you go down to the Paris studio where it was recorded and watch a read through and rehearsal and stuff. And in the green room, Roy was absolutely one of the most generous performers I've worked with. Like, he would laugh uproariously at all your material. Now, I don't know whether that was genuine. I do actually think he genuinely found everything funny. But he was so kind because I do remember him introducing the show to the audience in the Paris studio, and he would specifically name writers. He'd say, oh, we've got a great sketch written by so-and-so. And one day down at the Paris studio, he said, oh, we've got some lovely sketches written by the wonderful writer called Julian Dutton, ladies and gentlemen. Julian Dutton, I think he's in the audience. Give him a hand. It's a terrible impression, sorry, but I'm trying to do Roy Hudd. I'm doing Roy Hudd, as Rob Brydon would say. So that was really, I was really chuffed at that. So, yes, as I said, it was a different style of show to Weekending, but I enjoyed working on both, really. It was great fun. I mean, there was no satire in the Hudd Lines. Of course, the difference was the Hudd Lines was an audience show, which I think lent it greater value in terms of teaching writers, because of course you have to get the laugh. So it taught you how to structure a scene to get the laugh at the end of the scene.
Yeah.